This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams. And from Gamut Resolutions, Bob Keller. Well then, now everybody's unmuted and we're all ready to go.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, guys. We've got some very, very interesting topics to talk about. So I did this story on the BioFire smart gun.
I read it.
And
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're probably all in the same mind that we need smart gun owners and not smart guns. Yeah. But the thing, I mean, it grabs your fingerprint and it takes, and it's also facial recognition. So one of those has to hit before it works. A couple things to point out. They're not sending them out to gun raiders like myself to torture test. They're going to do some demos on Zoom. And then you'll get to go to their location and squeeze four or five rounds off. And then maybe in the near future, they'll actually send you one and you can take it out to the range and put it through the paces. Two interesting things came up here. One, for Bob to address, this thing is being repped by a couple of Navy SEALs. And two, it's being repped by a gun writer who's got about 2.5 million followers on YouTube. And he gave a glowing review, even though he put only 20 rounds through it. I think he had two failures to feed during that 20 rounds, which means it's got about a 10% malfunction rate. Thing looks like a piece of junk. They took it out again, and a good friend, David Codria, wrote a story about a demo they did out in Colorado where they're based on this gun. The president picked it up and shot a couple rounds, set it down. Another guy picked it up, obviously wouldn't fire for him. He wasn't in the database. Yeah. The president picks it back up and it won't fire. Yeah, oops. I don't think the trigger is actually connected to the firing pin. I think that all happens electronically. Bob, I know you're...
Is this a pistol or a rifle?
It's a 9mm pistol, about the size of a freaking coffee can. I mean, it's huge.
Oh, yeah, it has to be. How does it have facial recognition?
There's actually a camera on it.
And I mean, right, come on.
I know. Well, now, the interesting thing for us is, you know, since you're, I got out of them that they're paying this journalist.
The first thing I was going to say is they got to be on the payroll.
Are you paying this dude? And he goes, I can't talk exact details. You're welcome to ask him, but I'm not allowed to disclose that under an NDA.
And then the seal,
and this guy supposedly from Six said, in a few years, I believe that the head of every household in America who wants a home defense firearm is going to choose this smart gun. Bob, you rep a lot of stuff. I know you're very careful. Tell me about the right way to rep a product.
Only if you're actually going to use it. But I mean, you're going to get that answer from them if they're on the payroll. I mean, it just comes down to integrity, you know? they have a piece of the company, obviously you're gonna rep it. I have never been that way. I don't care how much money you're floating in front of my face, but I don't believe in it and I wouldn't actually use it. You know, to save my own life, I'm not gonna rep it. I guarantee you what's going on right now. You know, yeah. I wouldn't even, I mean, to say in the next couple of years, I wouldn't even say in the next 50 years that would happen. Right. Or to have something that's going to be 100, I mean, nothing can be 100% reliable, but now you add technology into that as well that you're depending on to work.
Yeah.
It'll save your life. I mean, if that camera on a gun, come on. I mean, that's just crazy. But then on the whole fingerprint thing, if that's, you know, what happens if you just got done eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich and there's peanut butter on your finger and you go to save your life and the thing won't work because it can't pick up your fingerprint?
Or right. Blood. Or no blood.
Well, listen. Yeah, listen. I just had to do a Form 1 the other day. And I'm at the kiosk doing my fingerprints and I had to wash my hands.
Yeah.
Every time I get my fingerprints to go on to the silencer shop kiosk to get the fingerprints on there.
That's it.
And it was a poor fingerprint that it could pick up. But it was good enough to fill out the Form 1. So I guess maybe with that you'd also have to get you'd have to want to have a good lens with it so it can see you really nice and clear and bring your sanitizer so it gets your fingerprint good and everything else.
Well, my question is, what if you're in your darkened bedroom, you know, and the bad guy's coming in and there's no light for that camera to pick you up? How many times have you tried to use facial recognition?
Oh, man, where is the camera? Is it on both sides? Because the camera, the sheriff thing, that's just ridiculous.
You know, it's in, you know, like on the Glock, you got that back plate. Well,
yeah.
Imagine that like five times bigger and it's a piece of glass. And the camera's in there.
Wait, so it's on the back of the slide?
Yes.
Okay, so
you can also live stream on Facebook with it.
You think that thing's going to be reliable on a slide going back and forth thousands of times? I mean, what, yeah.
So what kind of power source does it have? It has a power
source. It's got a great battery.
It'll
last 18 months. And it's got a dock where you put it in and it'll charge the battery.
Is it a lithium ion battery though?
I believe so. I'm not 100%. Again, they wouldn't send me one to torture test it. We'd be out at Bob's range right now.
So what happens if you torture test it and it punctures the lithium ion battery?
Yeah. And, I asked for a list of ammunition, you know, that they reckon I asked them. I said, can it eat all kinds of, ammo, and the marketing guy goes, yeah, the specs are right there. And it said 9mm. No, I'm talking like full metal jacket, defensive ammo, hollow points. Well, they don't know. So now how the hell is somebody going to rep that? And how the hell is somebody going to write about that? What a good.
Because they're getting paid. They don't care. I know. They have no integrity. All they care about is money. That's just a stupid thing. I guarantee that company, they're not. They could care less about selling to individuals. I mean, they're probably, you know, that's what they're going to be selling it as. But I mean, they're looking at being able to, you know, sell it to big companies, to schools, to agencies, you know, the big purchase because it's a safety thing, you know. I mean, because government's going to buy off on it because you got the wrong people reading into it.
Hold up right there, if you will, Bob. We're coming up on the break. I want to compare. If we can continue, this is a good conversation to have. I do like it quite a bit.
Lee, we're going to get you one, Bill.
Okay. Well, hey. Get one. I want one that shoots in black and white. I just want a black and white camera on. Anyway.
The best is yet to come on this.
Anyway, Lee Williams is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. He is also the gun writer at thegunwriter.substack.com and at Armed American News. Bob Keller, well, if there's going to be somebody talking about what is a good weapon, it would be Bob Keller. And Bob tests a bunch of them and runs a bunch of them all at Gamut Resolutions. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think Aim Fire with Bob Keller and Lee Williams. And we were just talking about the new BioFire gun, which is quite the thing to think about. It's got a battery, it's got a camera, it's got a biometric sensor on it, and it shoots, and it works 10% or 90% of the time.
Well, the best thing is, now, if you're going to design this for home defense, you know, you're going to need a light on it. No, they put a red laser on it.
Red laser.
a weak red laser. But the best part is, this thing is huge. It's like, if you took two high points and you take them together, it's about that big.
Unreal.
And they don't have a holster for it because they say it's not designed to carry. It's your home defense gun.
Yeah.
So they don't see the need for a holster. I'm not kidding yet. It's redefining home defense.
You know, this is now, you know, like with a Tesla car. With a Tesla car, you've got to be in the Tesla network. The car has to be connected to the Tesla network. And so even though you buy the car, they sort of control how you use the car, right? Because you have to be connected to that network. And it sort of sounds like with this gun, they're trying to micromanage how people are going to care. And for the new people that are coming in to buy a gun or something, they're going to be looking at this and being told, well, you know, this is one that your children won't kill themselves with. They'll be like, well, this, if I'm going to have one, this is going to be the one I have. And they're not going to carry it. They're going to be, well, I don't have to carry it because it says I don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll never, I mean, it'll be a flop unless they can get it to where it's like it's only, like that is the only gun that you could purchase, you know, I mean, then you'd have no other choice, but besides that, I mean, shooters aren't going to buy that. That's ridiculous. So just like Bill said, it's going to be for the person that has no clue. And
yeah.
The selling point at
$1,500,
the store,
is that right?
$1,500, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't buy it for $2.
No, and I mean, think about what you can get for that. That's three Glocks.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be it'd be a very intriguing webcam to have.
Yeah. Well, my concern is that, you know, the trigger is like electronic. The trigger is not hooked up to the trigger stuff.
Sure.
Like the bar and the Glock that moves everything. It has to, you pull the trigger and then it fires electronically. Something electronic slams the firing pin forward into the round. So I don't know. I was really disappointed in this journalist, and I gotta say, cause he loved it. Oh, and he's making excuses during the malfunctions, during the failure to feed. It's like, well, you know, it's just the prototype. They gotta get some stuff worked out. I'm like, no. No, they don't. And I got to say, I'm disappointed in the Steel for being on board. Anyway, 15 minutes ago, I got to give props out to my boss, Alan Gottlieb. He sued the state of Washington over their assault weapon ban, which Governor Inslee signed about an hour ago. I mean, literally, his ink wasn't dry on the bill, on the law, and we, Second Amendment Foundation, sued him.
That's tight.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? We got a ton of good questions because we missed a week. First one is, I don't see the dude's name, must be anonymous. I just saw the video of the guy who was shot by police because he answered the door armed, even though cops were at the wrong house. I always answer the door armed, especially if it's after hours and I'm not expecting anyone. Do you guys have some advice about this?
Get cameras with a speaker on it. Get a Ring.
Trying to look through another window to see who is at the door before opening it. That's a tough one on their call. You know, who knows what the call is for that they're coming.
Domestic.
Progress.
So you know, they're bad for going to the wrong house, but now they're thinking domestic. All those shootings are just hard calls. You come to the door with a gun and the cops are, you don't know what to expect. You know, what kind of domestic, how bad is the domestic? You know, so the guy opens the door with a gun. I mean, you've seen the opposite videos of domestics that happen and cops get shot. So, it's I'm not, if it's after hours type stuff, I mean, I'm not just opening the door. I might have a gun on me depending on the situation, but I'm looking through other windows to see if I can, you know, if I can see who's out there.
I always answer the door with a gun if it's after hours, but living in an apartment, I don't have any windows they can see in. Still, I do what we call bootlegging my gun. I got it in my right hand. And it's down by my right butt cheek. So
yeah, my left, it's not exposed.
Yeah, left side is a little forward. I can get it out in under a second, and we're ready to go. If you've got windows, definitely look through them or cover them so they can't look in. But, yeah, it's, the worst thing you can do is go to the wrong house. And then the absolute worst thing is use force while you're there. I feel sorry for everybody involved.
Well, now, they knew that they were at the wrong house.
Yeah, they were discussing it. And I think that city is going to pay out a lot of money.
They did know.
They were discussing it. Not like, I think it hadn't fully dawned on them.
Yeah.
But yeah. Chris in Columbus, Ohio. I carry Hornady Critical Defense in my EDC Glock 19. My father carries GI issue ball in 1911. I'd like him to switch to a modern defensive round. I'm hoping you can give me some ammo, pun intended, to convince him of the error of his ways. GI ball versus modern ammo.
What's the over penetration like with a 45 moving that slow?
Yeah, I don't think you got a huge concern there, do you?
I don't. You know, if you listen to me and you know who I am, I'll go to a gunfight with anything that goes bang, even if it's tumbling out of the barrel.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the right answer for everyone, but you know, I shoot until you go down. Long range stuff, you know, home defense. I mean, as long as it goes bang, I don't care. Like the whole knockdown power and the whole hollow point, all that stuff. To me, that's not a concern ever because I'm shooting accurate. I'm shooting fast until you're done.
Yeah. So I mean, guys have carried 1911s with ball ammo, put down a few of our enemies for what? I don't know, nearly 100 years. So a big 230 grain piece of lead and copper moving at about 950 feet per second. I don't think Dad's got an issue.
I don't either.
Okay. Joe Biden's reelection video contains one clip. It's less than a second of demanding moms in their red t-shirts. Do you guys think guns are going to play a major role in the campaign? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We've never had a president who is more anti-gun than Joe Biden.
Hang on right there. Coming up on the break. This is Think Aim Fire. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate at Staccato. We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate
at Staccato. We know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Ejean Carroll is wrapping up her testimony in her civil battery and defamation trial against ex-President Trump. The columnist alleges Trump raped her in a Manhattan department store dressing room in 1996 and then defamed her when he denied years later by saying she isn't his type. The happiest place on earth is not so happy with Florida's governor.
Disney Entertainment filed paperwork in Tallahassee to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his takeover of Disney's self-government at the Florida theme park, alleging the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation. DeSantis responds.
The idea that somehow being pro-business means giving companies their own governments, that is not what a free market is all about, last I checked.
Talk show host Jerry Springer has died at the age of 79. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think Aim Fire. We're doing the Q&A thing, and we just had come to the part about Joe Biden. You know, all of these gun grabbers, they always wait till the second term to really push it hard, although Biden has been... You know, there's a lot of things going on that... there's a really deep problem with that that we could get into, but we don't really want to take the time to do that, but they're going to try to make the Second Amendment look like a dangerous proposition.
Yeah, absolutely. They do it all the time. It's sad.
I would say the unknown here is, you know, Joe's not making any of these decisions. He's got a head full of mush, you know. The woman who was making all the anti-gun decisions was Susan Rice, and she had a team of 12, and we found out they've been meeting with, you know, every town and Bloomberg and Moms Demanding and pictures of all of them. They had direct access to the White House, but she stepped down now, so she's probably going to play a role in his campaign. So I don't know who the anti-guns are is going to be, but yeah, guns are going to be a huge, huge part of his campaign, even though there's no way he can get anything through Congress right now. But he can still do those executive orders or imperial fiats, and he's still got the ATF willing to do whatever he says. I mean, how many dudes went out and bought pistol braces because the manufacturers got a letter from the ATF saying, hey, it's fine, it's not a SBR. And then when Joe Biden got elected, everything changed, and now it's an SBR. That's what I think the problem's going to be. I mean, how many pistol braces are you seeing in classes, brother?
Not many, actually.
But people are coming out with regular carbines?
Yeah, I mean, they have them, but I mean, it's not as many as you would think.
Anonymous asks, what kind of shot clock or timer is Bob running?
The PAC. I think it's PACT.
Okay.
And no, for no reason besides it's smaller than... Like what's the big blue box one that has like 1,000 different things you can do on it?
I don't have a PhD, so I'm not gonna know how to run that thing.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't
I just needed to stop and start and stop, you know. I don't really get into the whole split times, although that one does do up to a certain amount of split times, and you know, really came down to me it was smaller than the other one. But I have heard people that, because you can download something on your phone.
Okay.
It'd be like a shot timer. I've never tried it, but all the guys that have been to my class that have downloaded and tried it, they said it's not very accurate.
So it
must be the sound thing. So I don't, you know, I mean, having at least one. I mean, instead of going the app route and going off your phone, I would definitely get an actual shot timer. But doesn't matter which one. It depends on how nitpick you want to get, or how many splits you want to actually be able to go back and check out.
Well, what did you pay for yours? I mean, probably under 100.
Good question. I should know that because I have about 12 of them for the gamut challenge. I want to say they're actually over $100, but they're less than 150.
Okay. So for the price of a couple hundred rounds, you can get one that you know is going to work. Speaking of prices, Devin asks, what's a good price for night vision goggles?
Oh,
I mean, they're again getting into stuff I don't even pay attention to.
Those ones, those quad nods you were wearing are what, 60, 70, 100 grams?
Someone was just in my class in Arizona, they were saying you can get them for $40,000 now.
Oh, Jesus.
For the quads. So. Is that a good deal? I don't know if we talked about it before, but like Noise Fighter has a bridge that you can buy. So if you want to go, like if you already have a PBS 14, and then you want duals, instead of just buying duals, you can buy another PBS 14, put that on the bridge, and the patent that they have on there. So I mean, there's other bridges out there to put singles on to make it a duel, but the fat that he has on his, you can actually flare them out. So it kind of acts like panels. And they work pretty darn good. I mean, you can see a huge difference. Well, not a huge difference, but I mean, there is a difference on your peripheral, like when you flare those things out and get them set exactly like to your eyes. And that's probably the hardest thing is get it set right. And then when you flare them out, you know, from what you could see when you had them straight compared to when you flare them out, it is a noticeable difference.
Okay.
That's what I have on mine because he sent me that bridge. So I'm just running two PBS 14s because I'm cheap and I'm not going to buy anything other than that. But having that option, like for, it's good for like cops that already have PBS 14s. They're thinking about going to duels. Well, all they have to do is buy another PBS 14, buy the bridge. Now they got duels, and they got duels that can flare out, and you got a little bit of peripheral on there.
How many degrees did you have with those quad knots? Did you have 180?
No. I mean, they're good, but they weren't. It wasn't like you could see all the way over to your side. And I would say the bridge that Noise Fighter makes, it's pretty close to what I had with my quads when I was operational. Like I'm being able to see out to the left and right. Pretty good idea.
Well, the thing is, if you do invest, you got to get some other things too, brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big commitment when you go to night vision. You actually want to have a complete setup, and you're talking about a good helmet, good mount, then you're talking about, you know, what laser is going on the gun. It's an expensive commitment for sure.
And other than your range, I don't know too many places, unless you got private land, that are going to let you use them.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely need to get set up, especially on your laser. To where it is zero correctly, and then after that, I mean, you can, you know, are you going to go shoot weekly on a range? if you have a place like my place, yes, but I mean, it is a huge difference. So the question usually is, should I do it or should I not do it? I would say if you have the money to do it and you're one of those guys that thinks, you know, all hell's going to break loose eventually, I mean, you can't compete against someone who has nods on. You could take the best shooter in the world, no nods, and take a novice shooter with nods, pitch start, the guy with nods is going to win. You know, yeah, it's just, so it's a huge benefit. You got the money to do it. I would say it is worth it, especially for like home defense stuff.
Yeah, you think about not using the white light, shutting all the lights off.
I'm telling you, you can't compete against someone who's got nods on if you don't.
Yeah. That's a great question.
Hold up there. Just for a minute, because coming up on the next break, I don't know what we did in the 80s without night vision, and we were still the best night fighters on the planet. So I don't even know what the purpose of those things are, because we could do it. But that's all beside the point. Think Aim Fire is investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. We're in the Q&A because we missed a week, and there's a lot of questions going, so we still got a few more. Got another segment to go with more questions coming from them. Bob is at Lee is at SecondAmendmentFoundation.org, SAF.org, Armed American News, and the gunwriter.substack.com and gamutresolutions.com for Bob Keller. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're in Thinking Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller, and we've been doing the Q&A.
Franklin K. says, it seems I'm the last to join the Battle Belt Club. Nearly all of my range friends are using them. I'd like to set one up, but I have no idea what I'm doing. I hope you guys have some good advice. There's another thing that we could talk about for a couple hours. I love mine. I know, Bob, you don't wear one.
No.
I have suspenders on mine because it keeps it from sagging. I have a holster, two pouches that hold one pistol and one they're kangaroo pouches. They hold one pistol mag, one AR mag, and then another one that holds two pistol mags. I think I got a dump pouch, an IFAC, and I put a BFK on there, a big knife. Probably take that off once Bob gives me some crap about it. But that's it.
you say that's it? That's to me, that's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff. Too much, way too much. But it's nice and light, and it's the belt is the biggest component. I found it's nice where you have a pad, and then the belt that goes through the loops in it, and you can skip a loop, so you've got room to put your holster right onto the belt itself. And it's got all the funny. It's got a great lock in front with a D-ring that I could hook up to the helicopter that I'm never going to get in. But yeah, the knife, I got sent a knife to review, so that's why I've got that on there. But yeah, it's all light, and it's Kydex holster. It's just so comfy at the range. And then when you're on a break, you can just take it off. You don't have crap threaded through your belt.
So Bob, when you travel, do you take any sort of, any semblance of what I would call a kit with you at all?
Besides magazines and a holster and mag pouches, no.
Well, what
my mag pouches and my holster just go on a big thick leather belt.
Okay. So you're not worried about carrying stuff like IFACs and dump pouches?
No, I have. That's the other thing I have on the range with me. I have a tourniquet. I don't even know what the tourniquet holder is, but a tourniquet and tourniquet holder that go right on the back. Or right on the, I mean, it goes on my belt, just like everything else does.
Right.
So that's right in the middle of my back. And that's pretty much it. And that's, and then besides my actual kit, when I was operational, if I had to put grenades or concussion grenades or other sprint magazines or stuff, I did the same thing. That was an actual, what do you call the, wasn't a leather belt.
I don't know, what you call it, a tactical belt? Like a nylon belt? Like a thick nylon belt?
A web belt.
Okay. Yeah, so that was actual, you know, they're actually certified to hang from, you know, because that was what we hooked into on the aircraft.
Right.
But it wasn't a, like what you'd think like a tactical belt is now. I mean, it literally was just a belt that I'd put through my belt loops. And then I'd put stuff on that. But not many times did I actually even hook anything onto that. It was everything was on my actual kit. But, you know, when it comes to, what's that?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that for the question, I mean, what do you call it? Battle belt?
Yeah.
So the battle belt, the thick ones and the padded ones, there's nothing wrong with that for holding the weight. To find the one that is actually going to work for you. I mean, unfortunately, you just got to either have a bunch of buddies that have a ton of them that you can try, or you just got to buy a bunch of them until you find the one that actually feels good for you, because the same one's not going to feel good for everyone.
Now, I have a Core Essentials, but I would actually like to have the one like Lee has. Because in the 80s, we had the LBE. What he has is a modern version of the LBE where you don't have to have the inner belt. And you can carry it with you, and you can just grab it and stick it on. Easy peasy.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what you're wearing when you get it.
You can wear shorts.
Yeah.
It's just so comfy. And I like the suspenders because then the weight is on your hips and on your shoulders. And if you set it up right, you know, you equal the load. And besides, it's pretty high on the cool factor.
Which name brand battle belt do you have, Luke?
Oh God. I honestly don't know. I know Tactical Tailor made the suspenders. I forget who made the belt. The holster is, of course, Black Point Tactical. There's a couple brands on there. I have not found one manufacturer that can do the whole thing that I would like. I guess if Black Point Tactical starts making belts and stuff, I'll probably go to them. But yeah, it's a little bit of picking and choosing, and I probably do have too much stuff on there. And yeah, that big knife's probably going to come off the minute Bob sees it. But
I was just thinking about, like, if we were like at an event, all three of us, and then an EMP pops, and me and you, we go get our battle belts and put them on, and Bob's over there laughing at us.
Yeah. How often do you recommend changing out your EDC ammo? Oh, that's a good question. I would say it depends on where you live. At least once a year. Here in Florida, where it's humid, definitely once a year. I know when I buy like some defensive ammo, I'll load up a mag for the gun and two to carry, and then I'll put a date on the box when I bought it in big red marker. And once that date hits a year, I'll shoot that out. At least that's the plan. I'm somewhat remiss about that. Bob, what do you think?
I don't know what the actual, what it is supposed to be. But I'd say it's about what I am as well. I mean, there's the one gun that I like don't actually use that is like just here for home defense. Definitely try to switch it out, like you said, every year, or I'll just grab those magazines if I am going to the range, shoot those, and put new ammo in. So sometimes it's every, you know, once every 3 months, every sometimes if I forget to do that, 6 months. But I do try to make sure I'm switching out ammo at least once a year. Yeah,
especially where we live, it can get really, really humid, and that's the enemy of ammo.
Well, and magazines too. I flip flop the mags. Because if there's ammo sitting in there with the springs compressed like that, who knows? I don't know if that's a thing, but I'm always switched out magazines as well.
Yeah, I'm always paranoid about that.
Yeah.
So what is your home defense pistol? Is that one of them there, Staccatos?
Yes. It's actually the older DVC carry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, just because I have the other guns for demo and stuff, and when I bring the range, that gun is just it stays in a certain spot, so I don't have to worry about like putting it back or grabbing it. It's always in the same spot. So
is it an STI or is it a Staccato?
No, it was when they were, it was before they had actually switched over to Scano, so it's still considered, I think it actually says it's on there, STIDDCK. So hopefully that thing will be worth some money someday.
Well, it's probably worth some money right now.
It was when they had switched ownership. They just hadn't changed the name yet. So, yeah.
I have one question regarding NVG. What do you think of the a night vision scope on the carbine?
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds to answer that. Go.
So, yes, I've tried them, shot them on the range, never used them operational. If that's all you got, it's better than nothing, but I would always go with knobs and a laser gun.
Just easier to run.
Preferably, yes. But if that's all you got, nothing wrong with it. They do work.
Guys, thank you very much.
They are cheaper.
Yeah, they are. Thank you very much for joining me today. Lee Williams, you can find his stuff at saf.org, egunwriter.substack.com, and at armedamericannews.com. Bob Keller, go check him out at Gamut Resolutions.
Yep.
This is Think, Aim, Fire, which is it was a podcast at one point, and now we do it here so that they can put it out there and get together and chew the fat, because I guess it was successful before. Probably successful now. I don't know.
And we appreciate it, Bill.
Hey.
You sure do, Bill.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. We got hour number 3 inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.